We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here's the information that I have, and it was distressing. And I checked it with a couple of people. It was distressing when I heard it. Matt Klentak got fired. We know that, right? But they kept him around because they had to pay him. The problem is, Annie McPhail is so clueless, he's actually leaning on Matt Klentak to help him identify a new general manager. Can you believe that?
No. Use it.
That was Howard on Saturday. Howard joins me along with Brandon Graham coming up at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
I told you.
Nothing surprised me at this point with the Phillies.
We've had an objectively excellent offseason, in my opinion.
Real quick.
Yeah.
How can anybody be surprised by this? I mean, that Zoom call that John Middleton gave when discussing Matt Klentak's future, who was replacing him on an interim basis, like, as much as he tried to dress that up, it's still – read to me or said to me that we're keeping everybody employed. We're just giving them different titles.
Yep.
For public consumption. But behind the scenes, everything is status quo.
So what do you think's happening? Do you think that they have intention of hiring somebody, or what exactly are they doing, right? Because, I mean, I would like to believe that they have somebody in mind. Here's my hope. That they have somebody in mind like a Theo Epstein who's not available as of yet, mm-hmm. right? A Dave Dombrowski, who's a longtime MLB GM who most recently won a World Series with the Red Sox. According to another report, he is more interested in this job than the Anaheim job, which apparently are the Angels of Anaheim. They're interested in him, but he'd rather come here.
Right.
But that wouldn't likely work because he's not going to want to answer to Andy McPhail. I can't believe Andy McPhail even has... Like, he's 1 year left on his contract. If you don't want to fire him, let him eat lunch up in the cafeteria and send emails or whatever, right? Because that's pretty much all he's done since he got here. But if you have an opportunity to bring a true baseball GM, I don't care what Andy McPhail says. You bring him in here, and Andy McPhail can play out his last year in Philadelphia doing whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, I think the objective is, here's what I think happened. I think John Middleton got in the way of what Klentak and McPhail ultimately wanted to do. Now, he felt the need to have to do it because either McPhail and Klentak had missed on guys.
Okay, that's what the boss wanted them to do.
Right.
So they went in earlier than they originally wanted.
Right.
And now Middleton feels bad because he knows he might have screwed it up.
Yeah. Well, he put the screws to them to have to sign some of these players and trade for guys.
His mandate.
Because he wants to put people in the seats and that whole thing. And so...
Oh, they made it very clear they wanted the quickest turnaround in baseball history.
Right. And I think they know that John Middleton was the driving force behind some of that stuff. Like Klentak, because he's an analytics guy, wouldn't have made some of the moves that he made based on his analytics.
He wouldn't have signed Bryce Harper for three.
Right, like he wouldn't have done some of these things. But, you know, the owner wants names associated with the team because that means you're going to put butts in the seats. The problem now is you had the pandemic, coronavirus, no fans, down in revenue, that whole ordeal. So now you really have to acquire cheap talent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the owner is looking to go out to spend more money. Now he's looking at how to consolidate and get the most out of what he has. Even more importantly, try to find cheaper ways to put a serviceable team on the field.
Yep.
That's what he's going with now. And that means keeping this analytics department and the people in it together.
Or he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Well, that's the other part of it.
That's what Jack thinks.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other part.
Yeah, but
to me, it's not about baseball to him right now. It's about business.
I'm trying to save money.
Yes. What it's about to him.
We all agree with that. That 207 that they spent last year, they ain't spending 207 this year. You're maybe looking, I don't even know what.
Well, he's going to try to spend as little as possible.
So then you have to ask yourself, is John Middleton really, I mean, is he ready to make dumb moves? Is he ready to more or less totally screw this franchise? I mean, that's really what you have to ask yourself. Like, does he really not know what to do? Is he really prepared to make more mistakes in hiring and how he's going to run his team? Right? And that's my question right now. I still want to believe that John Middleton knows that he has to hire a baseball guy.
Maybe
he's got to hire the right guy.
Maybe in 2022.
Yeah.
So after next season. Because they may be just counting next season as a
doesn't it seem like the Ned Rice guy, the interim GM, is going to be the...
Yeah.
And God forbid they actually win like 86 games and make the playoffs and he permanently gets the job.
Oh, give him an extension? There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, listen.
We're not going to have JT.
Can't you just, based on the name Ned Rice, can't you just, like, isn't that kind of like unhirable for a full-time, like, that's the guy that's going to build a World Series contender, Ned?
Yeah, he certainly doesn't pass the name test. No. Right, Jack?
What other Neds do they have out there?
Was Ned Cohen?
Ned Ryerson from the Groundhog Day movie. Ned Ryerson. That's a good movie line right there.
Who names their kid Ned, man? What is that short for?
Yeah, really. What is it short for? What could it possibly be short for? Right? Like, you know, like with the name Richard or short for Dick, like why was Dick for Richard?
Yeah.
Right?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have, let's go, Joe in Yardley. Joe, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
How are you?
Hey, Ike, I really appreciate your passion about, you can't keep putting this all on Nick. I mean, Carson. It's just crazy.
Yep.
It's just absolutely crazy. And to, I don't know if this has been said, but to the last caller who was talking about the Bears and all of that and everything, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. That's got to be a top one.
Who was that? Humphrey Bogart?
Oh my God, Clark Gable and Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yes.
Ike was just watching that over the weekend, too, Ike. I forget.
It is so good. There's so many good lines from that. Like, I ain't birthing no babies.
Birthing the baby.
There are lots of lines in that one that are great.
You're funny,
man.
I was
trying to come up with a sports one. But I don't want to take it away from somebody else who's probably got something.
We're at the end of the show. Give it to us. Give it to us.
Show me the money.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Show me the money.
We would know exactly where it comes from.
How about this one? You had me at hello.
Oh,
that's also from Jerry Maguire, right?
Yeah, and I hate that. That's probably.
That's what screwed the movie. What made it a rom-com instead of something we would like.
Yes.
Because there was elements of that movie that was good.
Yes.
They had to get all sappy.
They had a love story in there.
They had to turn it into a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Does your wife watch the Hallmark movies?
No.
Around Christmas time, you know what I mean?
Yes. All those Christmas movies, yeah.
Yeah, they're already in heavy rotation in my house.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear Christmas music or see a Christmas movie.
Oh, there's Christmas music and there's Christmas movies, yeah.
Before Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
Before Halloween?
How about this?
Yeah, we haven't even had Halloween yet.
Christmas shopping in my house is already over. At least that's what she says.
Already over?
Oh, no, dude, you have no idea. You have absolutely no idea. The lists have been made.
Man,
detailed lists. Who's buying what?
Liz ain't joking.
Oh no, it's excruciating. And then last night during halftime, all of a sudden, like, you know, I went downstairs to grab something to drink or whatever, come back up, a Hallmark movie's on. I'm like, what are you doing?
In the middle of a game?
She's like, it's halftime. And I'm like,
oh, she tried to get a movie.
So what are you gonna do? Watch 10 minutes and then flip it back over? Like, come on. You're hoping I'm gonna fall asleep. I already know what you're doing.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't even get to watch TV in my room unless she's downstairs in another room.
Or it's on my phone or an iPad, right?
Right, yes.
Right, and then she's not even watching a movie. She's on her phone, flipping around Amazon, shopping, Facebook, not even knowing what she's doing, taking the TV. That's what happens. Marks and Reese.
Taking the TV.
Yeah, taking the TV, not even watching it. Like, I try to tell her, this is bad for your brain that you have a movie on that you're not paying attention to, and you're on your phone that you're not paying attention to. It doesn't know what to focus on, so you're ruining your brain matter. What's wrong with these people? Like, I can't wait to put my phone down when I go sit in bed and just want to watch TV like the good old days, right? Remember before the TV was like, oh, you're wasting your brain on TV. How about now? It's unbelievable.
Dude, that phone sleeps right next to my ear, man.
Oh, yeah, you gotta change that. Get away from the ear.
Yeah, no, you don't want it by your head. At least put it on the table or something.
I had headaches for. I did the same thing, and I had headaches for like every time that would happen.
Dude, we both sleep with our phones in the bed, man.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, you gotta change
it. You don't even get up to go to the bathroom without carrying the phone with you.
Well, that's true. I need the 2:30 update. I was looking at fantasy scores at 2:30.
Me too.
So I wake her up, and she's like, will you hurry up? Get off your phone. Like, oh, sorry. I've been there for like 5 minutes.
The light's on in there. You can see it.
it's so true.
Sorry.
Marks and Reese coming up.
Oh, man.
We have the Marks
That's
and Reese.
Married life, ladies and gentlemen.
Married life. In 2020 in a pandemic.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Marks
and spooning with Sparty nightly.
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, the best in-game experience on game day, Chickies and Pete's. Indoor and outdoor seating available at all locations online, chickiesandpete's.com. Rest of your phone calls in the Marks and Reese text line. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about getting a car for a second. From Get a Car, GETTACAR.com. That's Get a Car. And what you're doing is you're going on your phone, on your device, on your laptop, whatever, and you're shopping the largest selection at the lowest price. And here's the great thing about it, right? They were built for 2020. So you're going to find the car that you like. You click on it. Get a Car brings the car to you to test drive in your neighborhood. That's it. It's totally sanitized. The vehicle's sanitized. It's contactless delivery. So the car's just there for you. Take it around for a test drive. If you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, say goodbye. They take the car away. And it's from the safety and comfort of your own couch, you're shopping, and you're test driving it in your neighborhood. And maybe you say you do like the car. That's awesome. Drive it. You still have a full 7 days for a full refund. Full 7 days for a full refund. And this month, they're offering you $250 towards your new car. Use promo code WIP. Again, that's Get It With Two T's, spelled GETTACAR.com. This is the way you need to buy a car in 2020. GetACar.com. All right, Brandon Graham's show is coming up at 6 o'clock. Howard Eskin, myself, and BG talking about the big win, looking ahead to the Cowboys. It's Dallas week. That's coming up top of the hour at 6 o'clock. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, the best in-game experience on game days. It's Chickies and Pete's. Indoor and outdoor seating is available at all of their locations. Online, chickiesandpete's.com. Our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're thinking of getting engaged, you have to visit Mark's Jewelers and their 25,000-square-foot showroom online. Marks-Jewelers.com. We'll have the Monday Night Football game coming up later, but 6 o'clock is the Brandon Graham Show. Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the text line.
Text line.
Why do people complain about being on hold when they call the most popular radio show on the air? Tom in Coatesville.
Well, I mean, I can understand.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't necessarily want to point that out, but I'm glad somebody noticed that.
Well, and the caller that complained also, we went to him about a half hour earlier, and he's like, I'm not ready. Right?
That is true.
Yeah, that's true. So I was, I just kind of. You know me, sometimes I can't help myself and I have to engage, but I just kind of let that go because he was on hold for a while. But, you know, sometimes you got to wait. Sometimes you wait and you don't get in. So we appreciate everybody calling in and holding. What's next?
DK Metcalf is our new Earl Thomas, yep, where he haunts our team's dreams like Freddy Krueger did in the 80s. Elliot from Wilmington.
Elliot, you're correct.
Does that mean JJ's going to catch the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Yes, that's what he meant. Yep.
Got to be honest, don't see that one happening.
Probably not. But someone would have said the same thing for Brandon Graham
exactly
a few years ago. But, something tells me we're going to be watching DK Metcalf in highlight films for a long time. What's next?
Top five bright spots of 2020. Number four, seeing the dumpster fire that is the Dallas Cowboys melt down faster than Jerry's plastic surgery. losers. Scott from Delco.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Can't necessarily say I feel bad or any ounce of remorse for what the Dallas Cowboys are going through right now.
No.
Because you know what? I don't. I mean, the Eagles have gone through it for the last 3 years, including this year. We're dealing with injuries.
Yep.
I don't feel bad for the Cowboys.
Not at all. What's next?
I'll tell you what I'm doing with Jason Peters. Open up Bull's Barbecue, get him a chef's hat, and put him behind the grill. Kirk from Roslyn.
Here's the thing, Kirk.
He could buy Bull's Barbecue.
Easily. Yeah. They might need him, though. Right? Like, would you rather have JP or Opetta?
JP.
Yeah, JP.
It may only last for a couple games, but...
Or a quarter. But at least he's there. So, what's next?
Philadelphia has become a city of projections and processes. Perhaps one of these days, our teams will meet those projections. Or, dare I hope, exceed them? Mike in Birdsboro.
Yeah, this year, I certainly expected a hell of a lot more than Ike did. Mm-hmm. Ike was more or less like, hey, listen, you know, get in the playoffs. I was like, oh, you know, top three team in the NFC. They can do this. There's no reason. And they are nowhere near that. Nowhere near that. But by the end of the year, let's see if they can get rolling. What's next?
Can you guys tell JP for me that he's not the left tackle anymore? Doug on his way home from the NovaCare complex.
Ooh, boy.
I will say this. Yeah. Listen, I don't know how they're going to tell him, but he will be told he's not the left tackle. I just don't see how continuing to develop Jordan Mailata at left tackle isn't more of a priority right now. Like, you still need a left tackle for the future. And if this kid can get these reps in under these circumstances and he's much better at the end of the year than he is right now, that's more important than having Jason Peters be happy or validated for playing left tackle. So either he's going to play left guard or right guard. Yep. I would not move Jordan Mailata out of there yet.
I agree. Now, do you think that he – and we know that he thinks he's a future Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. He's had a great career. You would think that he would look at it and say, you know what, like, this young man deserves the opportunity. I'm going to be here to help him and be on the field at a different position. Like, that's what I would hope he would do.
Right. That's what a good leader is supposed to do.
So that's
what a Larry Fitzgerald does. He agrees to move the slot.
Yep. Yep. So hopefully that's what he does. We will have to see, though. Mm-hmm. All right, one more call in here. Kimberly in D.C. is calling to defend herself. Uh-oh. Kimberly's in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. Kim, go ahead, hon. How are you?
Hey, guys. Oh, man. Mike called in and had some things to say earlier.
I know. What's up with that?
Guess he forgot I listened to the show, but no, you know, I'd like to give him some attitude back, but he was right. Right now, my team, in honor of Sunday's night, right, or Sunday, the game Sunday night, mm-hmm. right now, my team is like the Cowboys. I look great on paper, but I can't score at all. Like, at all.
You need a team meeting or something.
Yeah. I need a team meeting, too.
I need to fire the coach, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I plan to be like the Eagles with a slow and difficult, you know, section here, and mm-hmm. I'm going to rise from the ashes. I'm just going to make the playoffs, and then I'll come on strong. That's my plan.
That's my plan, too, Kimberly, honestly, yes.
That's all you need. We got to run. Thank you.
That's my plan, too.
That's how he's playing, too.
Just get in. Yeah, that's the Eagles' plan. 6-9-1, playoffs to the Super Bowl.
Get out at the right time.
First back-to-back division winner since 2004. Same kind of team.
How about that?
Yeah, could you imagine that?
How about that?
Yeah, that's why people have been messaging me saying, like, you know the Redskins are going to win the division, or excuse me, the Washington football team are going to win the division, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because no one's repeated. Whatever.
Now, does this mean that the president's going to be different?
How did that go? It needs to be a new president or?
Oh, no, Washington needed to lose.
So they won, so that means that Trump gets reelected. Was that how it went to?
I think so.
All right, there you go. All these phony polls or whatever, don't pay attention to it.
Is it the last game before Election Day? So do they have
a bye, right?
Or is it the last home game?
I think it's the last home game is how it goes, how the legend goes.
I think we're in trouble.
There you go. All right, he's reelected, everybody. Coming up next, Brandon Graham Show, and stick around for that, and we are back tomorrow. Giglio after that, and then Monday Night Football. I'll talk to you in a second. Ike and the rest of the crew will talk to you tomorrow.
All right, brother.
See ya. All right, let's talk about a water heater for a second. If you're a homeowner, right, you're manager of your team, you got to look out for all your appliances, right, and your equipment in your house, right? And one of your players isn't doing their job, you got to either fix it or you take it out of the game. But what if the water heater isn't getting done? You can't tell it to hit the showers because it is the showers, right? So if it's not consistently bringing the heat, it needs to be yanked from the game. So it's time to trade your Passage Prime water heater for a new Bradford White water heater, because Bradford White water heaters are built to be the best with reliable performance you can count on any day. And just ask your plumber, ask your plumbing pro. They'll tell you Bradford White water heaters are the real deal. So if you have a family of demanding fans like me that need lots of hot water, bring in an ace, a Bradford White water heater. And Bradford White's line of water heaters are versatile. They have a model to fit any need, whether it's gas or electric, tank or tankless. They'll get your home back in the game with all the hot water your home needs. And you don't need an agent to get a Bradford White. Just ask your plumbing professional. They can suggest the right model for you and professionally install it, too. So visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a plumbing pro near you. Bradford White Water Heaters, pro hot water performance for your home, built to be the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.